perform muraqabah. Until now, all of the dhikr that we have performed, the kalima, the verses that we have read, all of those were for the sake of this muraqabah, so that we, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our needs, our requirements, our spiritual enhancement, Allah's nearness, Allah's closeness, and the request for paradise and protection from hell. For all of these things, we have requested to Allah and pleaded to Allah. So muraqabah, this is a method through which all of these things, these factors, you can request and ask from Allah. All ibadat, worship, actions, their objective is the same. That to attain Allah's rada, attain Allah's pleasure. So this is a very high form of to request Allah's pleasure and to attain Allah's pleasure. So through this, muraqabah, the first thing is the focus, the attention of the individual. Dhikr, remembrance, and ignorance, negligence are two opposite things. They are two opposite things. If there's negligence, laziness, then there will be no dhikr. If there's dhikr, remembrance, then there's no laziness or negligence. So the first factor in muraqabah, meditation, that we should be doing to request and attain Allah's rida, pleasure, is that the individual should be completely paying attention, focused, and he should be in the condition of dhikr. So presence is called, presence of heart towards Allah. After that, you should see, determine that all the amount of time, alhamdulillah, approximately 1 hour, all those kalimat, verses that we have read, the objective was to come towards this muraqabah. So why did we read all these kalimat beforehand? These are for ithal ithwab, to request that Allah gives the, assigns the reward to those pious elders, our pious predecessors, who were the walis of Allah, the beloved friends of Allah. And because we are using the method of, we are using that through their fayuz and barakah, through their blessings and status that Allah Ta'ala gives to us, reward. Because there's nothing difficult for Allah to give directly, but we need a wasila, we need a means. So Allah Ta'ala has explained to us that use the asbab, use the means, use the resources, that when you make my pious walis of Allah the wasila, that you say, Allah, for, due to their piety and their honor, and then you request to Allah, then alhamdulillah, from Allah's direction, the rahmah, the mercy starts to come. So this is the reason that all the kalamat, reading the verses that we call khatame khwajgan, that all those verses, statements we've read, we say, Allah, please assign the reward to all the pious elders, all these great nurani kalamas we've read, they all become light, nur, and then they elevate the darajat of those walis of Allah that we're asking Allah to assign the reward to. And then alhamdulillah, that just like they get spiritual enhancement, then through their wasila, through their means, due to their honor, Allah Ta'ala then starts to send the mercy of the barakat, and that rains down on us. So after paying attention, focus, the second factor is that the more connection strong you have with our pious elders, then the more, alhamdulillah, we will attain more blessings and fuyuz through muraqabah. So the first condition is that when the individual sits in muraqabah, then he should have a connection with this silsila. He should have a connection, association with this silsila order, so that he can attach and connect himself to the spiritual connection of our pious elders. So this is the reason that two things you have to do. One is that khatam khwajgan prior, in advance. And secondly, the shajra mubarakah, to read it. So there are two actions here that make us, give us a strong connection, relationship with our mashayikh ikram, our honorable mashayikh, pious elders. And also, due to this, we can get continuous fuyuz and barakat, blessings from Allah. My Hazrat Sahib Noor Al-Marqada, and all his maktubat that I have, alhamdulillah, all of his writings, approximately, he used to always give to me this nasiha advice that strengthen your connection, establish your connection, relationship, because they are the fountain of fuyuz, blessings and fares. The more you strengthen your connection with the pious elders in the order, then the more you will get spiritual increase. So a person, the student, if he strengthens his relationship with the sheikhs, then make a habit of the shajara, recite it, send ithali thawab for them. It's not necessarily in this condition, rather you could be doing maraqbah yourself, or you're doing dhikr, sat down to do dhikr on any one of your lessons, spiritual latifa, then definitely give ithal to your sheikh. And this is the tariqah, Allah Ta'ala has given the means. So these two things in muraqabah are essential, very essential, necessary. Yes, wasabis come, thoughts come, negative thoughts come. These things, don't worry about them. Don't worry about them. If your niyyah is correct, if your intention is correct, that I want Allah's rada, Allah's pleasure, I'm using this method, that I've got a connection with the sheikh, who is the sheikh of this order, silsala, and I've also done ithal thawab during khatam khwajgan, and we have the desire, passion, but despite that, wasawis come, they pester you to put you off, then subhanallah, there's a very great statement of one of our pious elders. He stated that the wasawis, if you work hard and make effort through wasawis, negative thoughts that are putting you off, there's greater daraja rank than a person who's working hard without the waswasas. Because the person who's trying to be put off, shaitan's trying to trick him, give him negative thoughts, and contaminate him and get him away from the deen and decrease his yaqeen. But even then he sticks to his principles and he improves and he connects, gets stronger. Why? Because in reality, this path, this is not for enjoyment. This is for Allah's rada, pleasure. We're not doing this for enjoyment. If we are doing these actions for enjoyment, oh, I'm not enjoying myself, I don't feel good, my emotions are not high, then that's not lillahiyat, it's not for the sake of Allah, you're doing it for enjoyment. But we are making all these efforts for Allah, aren't we? Yes, because this is our maraqabah, our dhikr is for this purpose, for this reason. That what should it be? That one person should connect himself directly to Allah. All your actions should be just for Allah. So this is all also a very great, you could say, condition for spiritual enhancement. That when a person goes through wasawis and shaitan puts him off and he gets through that, then he gets high grade. So remember, those people who get attacked by waswasa, negative thoughts and temptations, don't worry. Just keep working hard, because there's no other path to get to Allah. Shaitan will put you off, you have no iman, you're weak, you're useless, you're sinful. You can reply, it doesn't matter what I am, but Allah has brought me here, isn't it? So Allah is showing me this path, isn't it? So definitely Allah Ta'ala loves me that He has sat me down here. Otherwise, why would I come here? I would sit somewhere else. No, I'm going to stay here, I'm not going to move. So when you get through this challenge of waswasas, negative thoughts, then don't worry about 2 years, 3 years, one pious elder stated that 50 years after 50 years I felt and I realized that I'm doing dhikr of Allah. So istiqamat is what Allah wants you to be, steadfast. This is a great objective, Allah's rada, His pleasure. It's not a minor objective, target, aim. What we want, everything is hinging on Allah's pleasure. So waiting for this is a great action indeed. And remember, the more you wait for something, then all of that waiting and that period of time becomes ibadah, worship. So inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may He will definitely give us the reward and result for this effort, and has a great value. Look, you sit here and it gives me encouragement when I see you, mashallah, that you are making effort. So stay strong with your steadfastness. Consider this is a true, honest path. Thousands of people attained Allah's qurb via this path. And this is the path until Qiyamah this will run, that makes a person go close to Allah and it makes Allah pleased with him. So three conditions, remember. First condition, correct your niyyah, have full focus and attention and sit down. Number two, those pious elders that you are attaining the fares, the blessings from, especially your sheikh, then you should have a strong spiritual relationship with them. Always have fikr for this concern. And the third thing is that this, alhamdulillah, don't worry about waswasas, negative thoughts, temptations. You don't want enjoyment, you want Allah's pleasure. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.